USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The ink is barely dry on a $500 trillion stimulus bill, but White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett believes more could be coming.
The thing that I'm focused on and Stephen's focused on, and we, again, speak almost every day, is the fact that we're probably going to need another phase of stimulus of some form.
Hassett referencing Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin while speaking on Fox News. Alaska is one of the states that is slowly and safely beginning to reopen. Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy explains the decision.
We're in pretty good shape. We feel at this time we can actually, take some steps towards reopening, and we're going to watch it. We're going to use metrics to make sure that we are following all of our cases and making sure that we don't have any blow-ups or big clusters.
Only 9 people in Alaska died from coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working 2 different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Scammers are doing their best to take advantage of people during the coronavirus pandemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Fears surrounding the spread of the novel coronavirus have spawned a rash of fraudulent cures involving dangerous behaviors like ingesting powerful bleaching agents or inhaling a toxic gas. In Dallas, a federal judge granted a permanent injunction against Purity Health and Wellness Centers, a company that prosecutors allege solicited ozone therapy, which involves inhaling ozone gas as a cure or method for preventing COVID-19. Last week, prosecutors took similar action against a chiropractor who was advertising homeopathic remedies that would provide up to 90% protection against COVID-19.
A man fired 10 shots at the home of Duck Dynasty star Willie Robertson in Monroe, Louisiana on Friday. The man was arrested and charged with aggravated assault by drive-by shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Facebook is rolling out new video features. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Facebook has introduced a new video call system that will allow users and non-users alike to take part in group video chats with up to 50 people. The social media company calls the new service Messenger Rooms. Users can create or join video chat rooms from their smartphones or desktops. Those who create a room can choose who can see it, who can join, and can lock a room to prevent others from joining. Facebook said it's also planning to add ways to create rooms in Instagram Direct, WhatsApp, and Portal. Also, users with the Messenger app can incorporate augmented reality effects such as 360 backgrounds, mood lighting, and bunny ear filters.
Places across the country are continuing to reopen parks so long as people can social distance. Take Jersey City, New Jersey. They're reopening 5 parks on Monday that were shut down last month as part of the coronavirus restrictions. Mayor Steve Phillips says opening some of the parks is important for physical and mental health.
We're taking steps to understand it's going to be a new world, but we have to be realistic that we can't wait 18 months to have a vaccine and just tread water. People want to see forward progress, and we're going to do our best to kind of move in that direction.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.